How's it going? Gecko here with Gek Tech Radio on Anon Radio. I seem to be having some difficulties with the TubeNix feed this morning. It does not seem to want to work. So I'm actually going to close out of OBS here before we get started. No point in having it run in the background if it's not going to be doing anything. So not sure what's up with that. No IRC bouncer. Okay, so let's get into the music here instead. I do apologize to anybody that does enjoy the TubeNix feed. I simply have no idea what's going on. It just doesn't seem to want to work today. So instead, I'm going to move into what I had planned on doing anyway, which is listening to some wonderful music from the Wipeout series of games from the PlayStation. One of my favorite genres of games in general, and of course Wipeout takes the cake on amazingness. Indeed. I don't know. I'm very flustered that TubeNix isn't working, so that kind of threw me off a little bit. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the music. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope you're having a wonderful time. We're going to start off with some Underworld from the Wipeout 3 soundtrack. I forgot the name of the song already. Give me just a second when it gets started here. I do also have to, of course, turn off Pretzel Rocks. Thank you so much, Pretzel Rocks. You're amazing. But now let's listen to some Wipeout 3 soundtrack. This is Underworld with Kittens. Oh, how fitting. Good stuff. Oh, man. I do not recommend listening to any of these tracks while driving, like actual driving, out on the road driving. Especially if you have a, what is often called a lead foot to begin with. It does not help the situation much. But let's move on to some more music, shall we? Ooh, Orbital. Yep. Ooh, or Propeller Heads. Or Sasha. Ooh, or Paul Van Dyke. Oh, or Chemical Brothers. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do Orbital. Nowhere to Run is the one that we're going to do next. Once again, off the Wipeout 3 soundtrack. But. Pedestrians equal points. More pedestrians equal more points. This is true. What was that movie? Oh, what was the movie where it was literally like you if you hit an old man with a cane, you get 100 points. If you hit a nurse, you get like 200 points. It was a movie, I think it was from the 80s, maybe even the late 70s, and I want to say Sylvester Stallone was in it. Or is this a fever dream? I don't know. Let's move on to the music and think about it. Orbital! Nowhere to Run. We'll be right back. I want to say the name of the movie is actually Death Race, but I think the Jason Statham one in the late 2000s is a reboot. I think if what my brain is throwing together from archived files, I think there was a reboot of Death Race that had Jason Statham in the 2000s, but I'm pretty sure there was an older movie, unless that one was like made to look like old Mad Max, like the first one, unless I'm just getting Mad Max mixed up. I don't know. I think the 2000s Jason the Words one was actually a reboot of the older one. And I will be Googling that when I'm done here today. Because now I need to know. Now I also need to listen to Propellerhead's Lethal Cut, because that is also on this Wipeout 3 soundtrack that we are currently enjoying here on Anon Radio. I'm Gecko. This is my little GekTech radio section. I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's do this. We'll be right back. clean finish. You're right. Found at Death Race 2000, starring David Carradine, Sylvester Stallone, and Simone Griffith. 1975. I knew I wasn't crazy. Renaissance makes it sound like that's what the game Carmageddon was based on, which would make sense given Carmageddon is what that quote was from. Yeah. I think so. Yes. I think so. There was another... I didn't have Carmageddon. I had sort of the knockoff version that came out much later. It was... oh, boy. What was it called? It was the Milton Bradley version. It was fun, though. It was really fun. I can't remember what it was called. Yeah, well. Anyway. Let's move on to Wipeout Fusion. We've done a few Wipeout 3 tracks. So let's do... Now, this is probably going to be a bit different. Ooh, Utah Saints. Oh, yeah, we'll do that one. Thank you. Is this live? It is indeed. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Mel Smith, Claudium, greetings. Sorry, I'm discussing old... Death Race movies with Not You Two on the IRC feed. Got like three different chats open. I love it. Good morning. Oh, Utah Saints. This is going to be interesting. Enjoy, everybody. Sick. Name of that song was Sick, by the way, in case I forgot to say that earlier. By the Utah Saints off of the, what was that, Wipeout Fusion? Is that what I said I'm on now? Yes, Wipeout Fusion. Good stuff. Claudio M., I do apologize. The internet is what it is. I tried my best. But you know how it is. Names are funny like that. It is what it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. That actually means a lot to me, too, stopping the podcast to tune in. It makes me feel useful. Oh, how much time do we got? Not much. We should finish this one, and then I will be back for one more. So let's get it underway. This is Orbital, Funny Breaks, also off of the Wipeout Fusion soundtrack. Little tip, turns out some people didn't know this, but older games, particularly on the PlayStation, you could actually pop those CDs into your CD player, skip track one, and listen to track two through whatever, because they were just regular CD audio. A lot of people didn't know that. Some players don't play them, though. If it errors out on track one, it's not gonna work. So, yeah, that's how I got these. I literally ripped the games, and they're just regular soundtrack audio. It's good stuff. Tip for the day. We'll be right back. thank you all for the kind words. I really do appreciate it. I'm actually looking into maybe doing this every morning. I enjoy having people to hang out with, though, so if you do enjoy this show, please check me out while I am on, which is Sunday, Tuesday...